step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, Mario Lopez here. Joining me now on Zoom from Tiffany Haddish Presents They Ready on Netflix, comedian Kimberly Clark. Welcome to the show, Kimberly. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's very nice to meet you and your pretty dimples there. Where are you?
No, you're not the only one with dimples.
No, I can appreciate yours. Where are you?
I have other ones too, but they're hidden.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I won't go there. Where are we speaking to you from right now?
I'm actually in California. I'm in LA.
And are you an LA girl? Where are you from originally?
I'm from Syracuse, New York. You heard of that place?
Of course, Syracuse, New York. Yes. Yes. Nice and cold there now. I've been over there. Yes, yes. I heard you were raised in the church. Is that correct?
That is correct. Not only was I raised in it, my dad was the pastor of the church I was raised in.
Oh, wow! And yeah. was he strict?
Yes, it was very strict.
I like that.
Sure.
See, as a father with three kids myself, I like to hear that. I mean, I grew up going to Catholic church, pretty, you know.
He was raised near one.
Catholic families, you know, you're a typical Latin Catholic family and a lot of guilt involved right there. How'd they feel about you getting into comedy? Have they seen you perform a lot?
They weren't too. No.
No?
Isn't that crazy? My father actually transitioned in 2015. So, but before he passed away, he did get to see me on Lopez Tonight. So when that happened, he was kind of like, oh, and he was like, yeah, people got you on their cell phones, Kimberly. You know, he was like, did you know people could get you on their cell phone? I was like, yeah.
I'm sure he was very proud. Very proud. So this is your Netflix premiere. Tiffany Haddish Presents They Ready. How'd you hook up with Tiffany?
I actually worked on a project with Tiffany in 2019.
Okay.
And the rest was pretty much history. She liked my writing and, you know, my comedy, and she gave me an opportunity. You know, when Tiffany said that she was going to do this, I was kind of like, because, you know, in this business, like everybody says they're going to do something.
I'll call you. Yeah.
Exactly. But if Tiffany Haddish tells you that she's going to do something, 100%, she's going to make sure it gets done. And I'm really grateful to her and Wanda Sykes and Paige Hurwitz, who were producers.
Oh, that's cool.
Season and the last season as well, but yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, I like those
you
ladies.
Are so cute, Mario. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sweet.
No shade to your wife.
You're very sweet. I appreciate that.
It's all respectful.
I know. Hey,
I saw you. I was an audience member on that All Men's panel show that you were on with Dick Clark.
Wow, the other half. That was like
2001.
Yeah, that was like 20 years ago. You were an audience member in there. Hey, you know who
I
else?
Sure was.
You know who else was an audience member? came to a lot of our shows. Fun fact.
I know this.
Kelly Clarkson.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she was there a lot. She was there a lot.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I remember.
That's funny. Yeah.
What did they talk about?
Yes. I was young and single then.
Hilarious. You know what though? The part that shocked me about that show was my uncle Dick Clark.
Uh-huh.
Now I called him my uncle. You know he's not really my uncle. Dick Clark, yo, I didn't know he had a temper.
Yeah.
When something went wrong on stage, that man turned red and everything just went silent.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he is intense. I was like, I didn't know he was a gangster like that.
He's a G like that. Well, you know, you get older, you get a little crankier. Your patience starts wearing thin, and then you can get away with saying a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like everybody was running around on stage trying to make sure everything was right.
Wow.
Sounds like I got some stories I got to ask you about.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. What a small world. That's cool. So you've been out here in LA for a minute then, right?
I was. I've been an assistant, a PA. I worked at LAX Airport like Tiffany did. I've done all sorts of things. I could give you my resume. That's a whole other interview.
Well, you've got a lot of material to work with to incorporate into content. So that's very cool. You got to live a life to be able to talk about life. Speaking of being in the audience, when you were shooting your special, did you have an audience, or was this made like in the COVID era?
Yeah, we did have an audience. It was all COVID compliant. It was outdoors.
Okay.
Everyone was tested. So, you know, it was under the safety perimeters and whatnot. The only strange thing to me though was everyone had to wear masks, including the audience, and it kind of looked like Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, you can't see him smile or laugh. You know what I'm saying? It's like weird.
But you could hear the laugh.
You could hear the laugh. Okay, that's good. Yes.
That was good. Yeah.
And are you single? You married?
I am single.
Okay.
I was in a long-term relationship, actually, like over 10 years. And I recently broke up. Well, it wasn't that recent. It's been over a year, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
You happier?
What, you trying to hook me up with one of your cousins?
Hey, I got the arrow. I got the arrow always ready to be shot. You don't want to hook up with any of my crazy Mexican cousins.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it, Mario.
That's good. That's good. All right. I mean, it's got to be. Well, are you dating anyone right now? Because I got to imagine right now, I was always thinking, if you're single during this whole COVID era, that's got to kind of suck, right? Because you're not allowed to kind of like go out and meet people.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm kind of sticking my toe in it. I mean, I talked to a boy last night.
How'd it go?
On the phone. It was good. You know, we've been conversing and whatnot. He's trying to get me to go on an outdoor date.
Go for it.
We'll see.
Do a lunch.
I'm gonna be all masked up though. I'm gonna have everything on.
You don't know what he's coming with.
I don't know what he's gonna see. He's not gonna see anything.
Yeah.
I'm a big New Edition fan, and I heard you got to meet Ricky Bell when he came to one of your shows.
Don't get me started, Mario.
Uh oh. Did you hit him with the stand the rain?
I love it.
Yo. Listen, I was on stage at Flappers, right? So it was the end of the show. After every show, we have to do like a raffle or whatever. So I'm looking out into the audience, you know, and talking and whatnot. And then I saw him. I saw Ricky Bell. He was like front and center. I'm so glad that I saw him at the end of the show, because had I seen him at the beginning, I would have been a hot mess. I just would have been a puddle on the ground. And he had his like Boston cap down real low over his eyes. And I literally like jumped over the first table of people and ran up to him. And I was like, are you Ricky Bell? He's like, yeah. And I said, can I say something? He was like, sure. And so I got on stage and acknowledged him. It was awesome. I took a picture with him.
Oh, that's cool.
The cool thing about him though is I saw him in the ketchup aisle at Sprouts and I didn't say anything. because I was like, I don't want to like freak them out.
Yeah.
So I met all of the New Edition members except for Michael Bivins and Ronnie DeVoe. Like I literally have a check off. I'm like, okay, I met Ralph. I said hi to Bobby once. You know, like I have a check off.
So you met all of BBD.
I haven't met Ronnie and
I thought you haven't met Ronnie. Got it. You haven't met Ronnie. Got it.
I didn't meet those two.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got to make that happen.
But don't you think Ricky Bell is underrated, like vocally?
I love all those dudes. Yes, I agree. They're all so talented.
Mario says that all the time. He's underrated.
I like the New Edition.
Go ahead.
No. They did the little mini series. That was really good. Remember when they did the New Edition?
It was awesome.
That was good, wasn't it? I like that right there. No, he does have a nice voice, though. So. Hey, listen, before I let you go, Kimberly, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Oh, no. Okay.
Netflix or streaming recommendation?
What was that again?
Like what's something you recommend to watch right now, either on Netflix or streaming?
Maybe like your comedy special.
Yes, definitely my comedy special, but Bridgerton is really good too. Just turn it down low because the sex scenes are loud.
Oh, wow. They get like that? Okay, okay. What's a song you know all the words to?
Oh, crap. Amazing Grace.
Okay.
That's like growing up in the church.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I had to throw it back.
Uh-huh. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, Lord. I had a huge crush on Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, yeah. Back in the days of the Boulevard. Yeah, that was a jam right there, too. I was listening to a Pandora Tribe Called Quest this morning, as a matter of fact.
Were you really?
Yeah, it's great.
We are aligned. Look at the universe.
Right? All-time favorite comic.
Oh, my God. I have so many. I hate doing this. Of course, Richard Pryor, but I have to lean toward Paul Mooney because he's like...
I love Paul Mooney. Writer. He's great.
Yeah.
What about female?
I love Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes. Lunell is awesome.
Who is that? Who was the last one?
Lunell.
Lunell. Huh. Okay. I don't know if I'm familiar.
You know Lunell. If you saw her, you'd be like, I know her. She's on Borat. And
probably if I saw
Nichols, pull it up.
Now you've got me intrigued. Now you've got me intrigued.
You don't even know who Lunell is?
I'm sure if I saw her, I probably know her if I saw her.
I like Stephen Wright too. I need to throw him in. He was a huge inspiration to me as a kid.
Okay.
Because he used to do all those one-liners, and so I used to like quote the one-liner.
Oh, I know who she is. Yeah. I've seen her. She's funny. You just look at her and start laughing too. She's one of those.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? She make you want to smile
amazing.
Right there. Well, it was very nice meeting you. Nice talking to you. Hopefully we'll get to meet in person.
Nice meeting you too.
And then you got to let me know how
I would love that.
Let me know how that date works out when we see each other again.
I will.
Fair enough. Well, you can
watch Mario.
Tiffany Haddish Presents They Ready out now on Netflix. Kimberly, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mario.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
On with Mario Lopez.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.